You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Missed by Steph on the flip. Rebound by Christie.
Let it
Here's
go,
Kyrie Irving.
Let it go,
Thank you, Kyrie, for bringing some joy to our lives. Good morning, DFW. Great to have you in. Sean and RJ on a thirsty Thursday here in the 6 a.m. club. And we apologize in advance, or at least I do. I know many people were looking to hear the joyful voice of Sean Sharif this morning. Or perhaps Ralph James, Gaylord Choppies. But they are not in the building today.
All praise to Allah.
Thank you, Sean.
My favorite drop.
We do have Bobby. We do have Pepe. At some point, we'll get Carter Freeman. We are live on Twitch and YouTube. And I'm Eric Chiafalo of the G-Bag Nation. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. I will say, before diving to Mavs here, did you get any sort of a pep talk from the bosses about filling in this week?
About, like, just being careful because of who I'm dealing with?
Yes.
No, actually,
Did you hear it, Peyton, when we were walking out of the meeting on Monday?
Yeah, when you said, get ready for the dumb button, and Spittle kind of just put his head down.
No. Spittle started it. Gavin goes, I said, hey, we got Eric both days, Thursday, Friday, right? And they said, yep. I said, okay, cool. And then Gavin goes, yeah, and just, let's make sure we're doing things the right way. I told him, well, don't worry. I said, because if all else fails, we have Peyton's judgment on the dump button.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's when Gavin hung his head like, oh, great.
We are in good hands.
So this might be the last 2 days. Choppy, of course, out on bereavement with Ralph Sr. Being honored today or remembered today at his funeral. I'm going to be heading out after this and going and doing that. And then Sean's just being lazy. He just didn't want to come into work.
Ooh.
I thought he was hopping on a bird to go find paradise.
He's actually taking vacation.
Go sit in some sand or something.
Yeah, but that's I like to instead talk about it as if he's just being lazy. I think that's better. This is theater of the mind, Eric.
Yeah,
that's what.
No,
we're
you're right,
about.
And it's really on brand for Sean. You know, he's just not always buttoned up. He's not maniacal about his work, and we appreciate that about him. We're actually just pre-gaming for the payload at 6:40, and then that'll be the point where Peyton completely checks out for the remainder of today's show and tomorrow's show.
Yep.
And so we're just trying to get the most out of him over the course of the next 30-plus minutes.
I don't think they considered that aspect of when they're like, well, Peyton will dump anything they say. I don't think they thought, wait, this is Thursday, and then Friday, we're only going to get 40 minutes of work. He hates that bit, by the way.
7 a.m. is going to be a little touch and go. For the rest of the day.
Do you hear that heavy sigh?
It's a little dramatic.
He hates the, like, oh, Peyton checks out after the payload. He hates that bit.
What's your confidence meter in your payload this morning?
Oh, 10 out of 10, boys. It's a good one.
How big is it?
It's a great one. It was so good, I didn't even send an email to y'all yesterday.
Yeah, I noticed.
We did notice.
I was like, wait a minute. No Sean, no RJ. I don't need to send an email. I'm good.
Oh, did you at least provide us with the break times?
Does it look like...
No? Okay, no. He did not. He did not put the... See, this is what he does. He writes the break times down with Sean and RJ are here. He will not write them down if they're out.
You know what, Peyton? Good. We're here to have a good time, okay? We're not here to be stressing out, worried about break times. We're here to bask in Kyrie Irving's dominance.
Do you guys do break times on the G-Bag Nation?
No, we do not. We fly by the seat of our pants, and then we look up and the show's done, and we high-five each other, and we go home, and we forget it ever happened. Then we wake up the next day, and we do it again.
Imagine you after shows are like Ricky Bobby after he prays in Talladega Nights where they're like high five. He goes, did that feel good? Yeah, it felt good. It felt good.
It did feel good. Well, it feels good to be with you guys right now. I mean, the sanctity of a 6 a.m. club on a thirsty Thursday with Robert and Peyton. This is fantastic for me. The alarm clock hit hard this morning and it was touch and go there for a second, but we made it. Bobby brought breakfast.
I did.
Already shoveled in how many McMuffins?
Just a bite so far, but I mean I was ready to finish the whole thing.
You're in your bag almost as much as Kyrie Irving was.
He was 42 points last night. My favorite big charge.
My favorite though is the bagel in the assist column. He's like, dude, yeah. I am going to get the buckets here. Okay, it doesn't matter how it's going to happen. Najee Marshall, you want to pass up a wide open corner three? No problem. I'll make it more tough and I'll nail it. I'll hit some free throws. What was it, like three threes in a row? He's doing the Steph Curry thing right in front of his face.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Oh, I saw Oso Odighizuwa on Instagram last night. He was sitting courtside and he was in awe filming that third three. He's like, bro's on fire. Look at this, three threes in a row. He was great. He was fantastic. Here's the only concerning thing. Doesn't it feel like he's got to be that guy every night if you want them to win ball games now?
Well, certainly.
Because you've thinned out your roster so much.
Yeah, with the construct right now. I mean, they were playing with 10 guys last night. They have basically no bigs. You're giving 33 minutes to a guy named Kessler Edwards, who, by the way, was plus 14 last night. Had a couple of nice plays when they're like just doubling Kyrie and they're like, Kessler, you're gonna set the screen, you're gonna catch the ball, and then just do the right thing with it.
Does Kessler Edwards sound more like a British actor, like a really buttoned up British actor, or does he sound more like a spoiled brat, like college student who goes to Stanford and like doesn't understand
that
rules?
That makes a lot of sense to me. I also could see him being like one of these. Like these country guys now, they just go, it's just their first name or just their names. Like he's Kessler. We're going to see Kessler Edwards tonight.
Kessler at the Kessler.
He's doubling down on the worst first name in the history of basketball.
Well, we've got an issue though, Eric, because like we said, he is going to have to be that guy for forever. It feels like Kyrie, because it was like, oh, well, you know, they've got Anthony Davis. And so, I mean, they'll get some sort of contribution there. They've got Max Christie, who they are, to be fair, getting some really positive contributions from, but otherwise this has been a pretty disappointing stretch to get the three-quarter observance of Anthony Davis before he goes down, and then no official injury updates from the Mavericks since. But then yesterday, cut 10 Peyton, we did get the AD injury update secondhand from everybody's current favorite Mav reporter, Tim McMahon.
Obviously, the Mavericks desperately need all the good news they can get, and that is the expectation is Anthony Davis will not need surgery to treat this adductor strain. It's a rest and rehab type of situation. Now, he's going to miss significant time. Obviously, going into the All-Star break, he's going to miss a chunk of the schedule coming out of the All-Star break, but the anticipation is that Anthony Davis will be back in a Mavericks uniform at some point this season.
So, not the worst news, because the thought was they were going to be shut down he was going to be shut down for good, but certainly going to be gone for a long time.
Yeah, you're just going to be in this weird gray area of is he back? Is he not? You're going to lose plenty of games along the way. Last night was awesome. So glad they were able to pull that one out. But there's a part of you that's like, man, if he's going to be banged up in this way, and who knows how long it's going to be lingering, you're like, man, they need to capitalize on being able to have one of their top picks.
Yeah.
Like they have their first round pick this year and next year. And then after that, it's we'll basically see you in 2031 or whatever.
Yeah, for that sweet 30th overall pick that the Lakers are going to send you after they win a fourth title in a row.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
With Luka. Although, I don't know, you know, last night, and we'll get into his performance a little bit later. Last night, Luka couldn't beat the Jazz. Bunch of turnovers, bunch of fouls. Maybe Nico knew what he was doing, Eric. I'm curious. So everybody's heard us talk about this.
I hate you for even suggesting that.
Everybody's heard
trust
us.
Trust in Nico.
And it's Nico,
I don't
by
like,
the way.
Yes, Nico. I don't like that drop, by the way, Peyton. That's a new drop he just debuted, mm-hmm. and I don't like it. You going to want to play it again?
Trust in Nico.
that's probably, yeah. I don't
like that one on fire.
Yeah, I don't like that one at all. So everybody's heard us talk about this over and over and over again. We've covered it from every angle, but obviously some people schedule. We know most people, they tolo, they turn it on 6 a.m. They're hanging out all the way through the fan after dark. Then, you know, KNC snacks come on and they go, all right, I already heard that. I don't need to hear that again. It's time to go to bed. But for those that have their schedule broken up and maybe they're more of an afternoon listener, or they're maybe more of a morning show listener, maybe somebody doesn't have the opportunity to listen in the afternoon because of their work schedule or whatever else, and they have not heard your thoughts or the G-Bag Nation thoughts on this. What have you guys been dealing with in terms of fan reaction to the Luka thing? And in general, your perspective, is this something where it's like you guys are demanding Nico get pushed out like now, or is it just still, are you in a mourning phase, a very solemn, like, I can't believe he's gone sort of phase of the whole thing?
Yeah, I think that's where we're all at. Broadus was the only one that was sort of from the jump kind of signing off on it. The rest of us were all brought to extreme anger, and we were dealing with the shock and the frustration. But yeah, I think that I don't want Nico to be gone right now, because I want him to have to sit and marinate in this. There's a part of me, it's tough because you're watching the Mavs win last night and it feels so good, and you're like, okay, like, you have that fandom hope of just your team wins, and that's a good thing. Right. But there's also that feeling of I kind of love that Anthony Davis came out on fire and we got 2.5 quarters of it, and then I hope we never see him again for the rest
like,
of the season.
You need to be punished.
I want Nico to have to sit and marinate in this complete disaster.
It's felt so much like the PR response from it. We've talked about this so much this week. The PR response has almost been worse than the trade at this point. Mm. Like the trade was awful. And yet they continuously have fumbled the response to it.
They're so out of touch. I mean, yeah. It makes sense. You have a GM who's never been a GM before, mm-hmm. and you have a new ownership group that's never done this before in sports. They're just out of touch. They have no understanding about what actually matters to the fan base and how their customers matter a ton to them.
Well, and it feels very much like, so we've talked about, Sean made this analogy the other day, that it feels like, you know, in a casino, like they operate it like they do businesses. Like they don't understand, like, all right, it's different though. It's sports. Like you can't operate it the same way. So whenever you get somebody who's counting cards in the casino, what do? You grab them by the collar and you throw them out and you're not allowed back in our casino.
From my experience, yes, that's what they need.
Yeah. So that's what Patrick Dumont and the Mavericks are doing with their fans now, is that you come in, you don't play by their rules, they grab you by the collar, they throw you out. Now, last night, a little better, apparently. I didn't see as many just mass tossings, you know, throwing them out the building. In fact, our guy, Kid Muse, who we interviewed yesterday, yesterday or Monday, I don't know, 2 days ago, who we interviewed and talked about him getting thrown out, he actually ended up having a conversation with Mark Cuban. He said he wanted to be heard. Mark Cuban did reach out. He was apparently courtside last night at the Mavericks Warriors game.
I did see that. Shout out to Mark Cuban for trying to make it right.
But again, that's Mark Cuban. He kind of, as much as everybody hated him, he did understand the optics a little better. Like he understood fan engagement, and he's the one who started the whole MFFL and the whole, oh, let's, you know, the AAC maniacs. We're going to call him that. And like he always had these, he knew the way to reach out and connect and understood that that's his base. And you never just anger your base and you never attack your base. And they've still not figured this out. The Nico Harrison, Patrick Dumont, that coupling right there has not figured this out. And they've continued to go after people. And so I think there's so many people who are like, I want to like Anthony Davis. I want to like Max Christie. In fact, we see that a lot on the we see that a lot on the fan text. People talking about Max Christie's awesome. He's been fun to watch. But you're conflicted because it's like, well, I don't even want to necessarily say anything too nice about them, not because of anything about Max Christie. I don't want them feeling like they did anything right here.
I know, that's the tough part.
You don't want to give them an inch and have them take a mile. You don't want to endorse anything they do right now because of how they've handled things. It's like that the little sheet you see in factories or whatever, of like it's been X amount of days without incident at this workplace or without an accident on the work floor. And that thing has stayed at zero since they traded Luka. They've not been able to put up it's been one day since we haven't effed something up here at the AAC or at Mavericks headquarters.
I'm glad you brought up Max Christie, though, because I do want to just kind of like, I wish I could just, like, nobody else could hear, but I could just sort of whisper in his ear, like, Max, you're killing it.
I love you.
And I really appreciate what you're doing.
I love you.
This whole thing sucks, but, like, you're a silver lining to all of this. You're so young, and you keep scoring 15 points or more, and you play defense, and you're not just a 3-and-D guy, Max. Max, you're more than that. That pull-up jumper was sick nasty last night. Thank you.
Just keep your head down for a little bit, buddy.
Just put the blinders on. We're going to get through this together.
But did you see last night the Knicks game? Did you see what happened?
Oh, I saw Jalen Brunson.
Oh, no. Did you see the other?
Well, wait, what happened? Other than Jalen Brunson, he had huge shots. They go to overtime. They score like 150 points. They win the game. Yeah,
Quentin Grimes had last night in the game. 30 points, 9 rebounds.
Oh, my gosh. Of course he did.
Yeah,
but I don't want to make this about Quentin Grimes.
No, but that's not about Quentin Grimes. That's about Nico. You know what I mean? Like it's still at the end of the day about Nico. Like, he said with the next trade, because he thought he was getting Kevin Durant. He goes, with the next trade, I'm going to win the fan base right back. That's literally what he told Brad Townsend. And it's like, the next trade was for Caleb Martin, who failed his physical.
Yeah, we can't.
And was 4 years older. What are we doing? Somebody last, I want to get the total right. B. Frank had tweeted this at Sean last night. I saw Sean retweet it.
This is B. Frank or Beef Rank?
B. Frank.
Okay.
Like, I'm being Frank. Or his name's like Bob Frank. I don't know. But he tagged Sean in the Quentin Grimes stuff, and he tweeted at him, Nico has gone from every trade turning gold to anything that can go wrong has. And that's the thing. Like, even the Quentin Grimes, Caleb Martin deal now. Like, that's one that you look at and just go, like, what the hell were you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the whole thing is frustrating. But shout out to the Mavs for not throwing out any of their customers last night. That's a good thing. Did you see Mark Cuban actually get community noted on Twitter? he was like explaining the incident from the other night when they got when fans got thrown out, and he went on this whole, I mean, it's paragraphs.
I did, yeah, it's an essay.
Don't do paragraphs on Twitter. Nobody cares, but the community notes do care, because he was basically trying to say that, like, whatever happened wasn't really what happened, and he was trying to explain himself, and then community notes say, Mark Cuban is clearly lying in this post. Here's a video of what happened where you can faintly hear the Fire Nico chant before he violated NBA rules through his use of foul language. So, tough sled there, Mark Cuban. All right, we're just getting started here. The morning show, Sean and RJ will be back next week with the funerals today, right, Bob?
Yes.
You're going right here. You're boogieing over. And you got your jean shorts to wear to look good?
No, I'm going to wear the hoodie and the shorts. And nice. I'm just going to walk right in there.
All right, payload at 640. But coming up next, Bobby, Cowboys insider, has the five steps to shoddy success and why I think he's already hit the first one out of the park. That's next year on The Fan.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.